My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Well, good morning, Spencer German Potato Salad.
Good morning, Ken.
Audio courtesy of the Browns Radio Network and your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan and Bally Sports Ohio. It's good to see Spencer German in for Anthony today. And first off, should Deshaun Watson have played on Saturday? Should he have played? Do you believe he should have played?
No. I didn't need to see him.
Well, you really put it in there, didn't you? You really stuck it out there and let everybody hear you.
I didn't need to see him. I mean, I mean, do I want to see him? Yeah, but I at the same time, like there, it was a lose-lose situation for Stefanski, because if he plays him and he just stinks up the joint, because the offense has looked sort of disjointed at practice anyway with the offensive line issues and whatnot, then everyone is just calling in this morning saying, well, what the hell is going on with this team? Deshaun's going to stink again. But if he plays him and he gets hurt, then that's the one thing that puts his job on the line.
Well, people can't have it both ways, because everybody in the world makes a gag to me and says how preseason doesn't matter and how I overrate the preseason. But then the same people want to call in and say that the team's going to suck because Deshaun Watson might have played or didn't play, or anything about the offense not looking good or the defense. Like, if it doesn't matter at all, then it matters about getting your work in. Like, what do I glean from anything being taken away from preseason games to say whether or not this team's going to be bad or good? So that's why, like, when people say, oh, preseason doesn't matter. Well, clearly it does if you're getting frustrated and sending me emotional messages over this team and their performance in the preseason. Clearly it matters a little. You're telling me you didn't get a little excited over Jamari Thrash's preseason? Michael Woods, the second, right at the end. Now, probably a lot of people were in bed. But right at the end of the third preseason game, making the best case he possibly can with the two touchdowns? Yeah.
Well, I think...
Nothing?
I do think for some of those guys that are fighting for roster spots, like, seeing them do it, because it's one thing to do it out in the practice field in Berea. We know
they want to see them in a game.
Right, they want to see those guys in a game. But I think that applies more so for, like, back end of the roster guys. Like, you're worried about what Joel Bitonio is going to give you in a game setting, you know.
Yes.
And I think, I think this team feels like they know what they're going to get from Deshaun in a game setting. Maybe fans don't know.
And that's why
you bring up, like... We all know, we go back to you bringing up them going 4-0 in the preseason, however many years ago that was, and we have a good laugh about it.
It is funny.
But I think the fans cared more about this preseason and Deshaun and all that than Deshaun does, than his teammates do, than the players do. Because I get it. Like, fans see Deshaun do something so that they can then take that these next 2 weeks when we have to talk about this team and project. Yeah. You guys are going to play the schedule game coming up. It's going to be like,
played the schedule game. The schedule game gets played after the schedule gets released.
Oh, I thought you'd do it again before the season.
No, Lima did something about, what was it? That was then, this is now. He did it once, and then, of course, he never wants to do it again.
This is new Lima. He doesn't do it anymore before the season starts.
I mean, he has plenty all the time in the world. He could possibly write it down this week, but he won't do that. So it don't matter about that. But go ahead. What were you saying?
I just think, like, fans want to look at the preseason, see Deshaun play, and be able to divulge, like, they're going to suck, they're going to be good. I think it's more about the fans feeling how they want to feel about it than it is for the team itself.
So then if I turn around and say the preseason doesn't matter, does that mean I'm protecting my own feelings? Because I think there's a lot of people protecting their feelings on another sport in Cleveland I'm going to talk about, but that's beside the point right now.
I don't think it's protecting your feelings. I think that it's just you.
But I can't pick and choose. I cannot pick and choose. I cannot tell. Like if you were doing a show with me, like you are right now,
yeah.
And I were to tell you that preseason doesn't matter, and then 5 minutes after I say that sentence at 6:12. I tell you that I'm very concerned about Deshaun Watson because I haven't seen him in the preseason. Well, then what does that mean? What does that mean?
I mean,
when I say it doesn't matter, what is it?
I guess you got to explain that.
Ask me. You would go, "What does that mean?" You 5 minutes ago, you said you didn't.
I just want to know how you went from the preseason ultimately mattering to the preseason doesn't matter.
Because I would tell you
if you were to tell me the preseason doesn't matter, because you've told me in the past that the preseason matters.
But I remain steadfast that there are plenty of things about the preseason that matter. I mean, guys got jobs on Saturday based on what they did in preseason games. Like that when people go, well, we got to get rid of the preseason. I don't think you're going to get rid of the preseason. What you're going to do is you're going to get an 18th game, which is going to take away one of those preseason
games. Maybe more.
You are probably going to have more joint practices, which means that the number ones will get their work in a controlled environment versus the other team's number ones. And then on Saturday, you're going to play a preseason game in a stadium that they can sell to people. That's what they're going to do. And the coaches are still going to be coaching in that game because they want to go over their game day operations. There was a challenge by Mike McDonald, I think, late in the game on Saturday that I'm just going, he's making this challenge just so he has practice to make the challenge and go through this. There's no reason to challenge this. This is pointless. I'm sitting there talking to Gibbs up in the booth. I go, this is a pointless enterprise other than he's just getting practice on challenging something. He finally got something that he could challenge with 8 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter.
That's what the preseason is.
And that's what the preseason is. And that is why the preseason, not to the fans, but to them, it matters.
That's why
it matters.
I think that we throw out the phrase the preseason doesn't matter as like a blanket statement.
Yeah.
I think that comes, at least from my perspective, and I think your perspective as well, Ken, I think that comes with the caveat of like...
Yeah, we pick and choose.
Things matter. Like, there are things that matter, but overarching, we shouldn't divulge a lot of things away from the preseason. And I think there's plenty of examples of this. So, I mean, last year, people were saying Kenny Pickett was going to be an MVP candidate based off the preseason.
Which made the preseason fun because when he wasn't a candidate, when he was...
It was more than pony.
Ryan Clark said he was going to get... Ryan Clark said he was going to get votes.
Good Morning Football was talking about him.
Yes, as an MVP candidate. He was going to get votes.
Yeah.
I don't think he was going to be the MVP, but they said
Peter
he would
Schrager,
get MVP votes. Is what they were. Now, Peter Schrager said it on anybody,
That's
so I'm
true.
Not going to rip on Peter Schrager for it, but I will rip on the other guys for it. Andrew Berry was asked Saturday night on News 5 about Deshaun Watson and his confidence in Watson, despite we're not seeing him in the preseason.
He's had a really strong camp, a really strong spring. The way we look at the quarterback position are really all of our starters. We get a lot of really good work, good live work in training camp, and then with the joint practices with the Vikings. We actually like those settings maybe a little bit better because it's a little bit more of a controlled environment in terms of getting some, say, unscouted looks, you know, so to speak, while also minimizing the injury risk for, you know, for our players. So we feel very good about him navigating in a game setting, and we're looking forward to starting the regular season. We think he'll be just fine.
Again, audio courtesy of WEWS News 5. So, no preseason play for Deshaun Watson. The thing that I wish, and they probably shouldn't have done, well, there's no...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's no reason. They should not have said he was going to play this week. Yeah. There should have never been a conversation about that, and there should have never been a statement at all that he was going to play on Saturday. It never should have happened the week before. I know that was the plan. I know that's what they were trying to do.
We're going to weigh all the information leading up to the game from the start.
What they were trying to do was calm people's, cool people's jets about him playing or not playing in the game, or him playing in the preseason and then him showing what he could do in the preseason. I think they had every intention to play him on Saturday. And then as time went on, because you lost offensive linemen the Saturday preceding it, because you made the comment, I believe, on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken, maybe Monday.
It was Monday about playing in Seattle the week before the Vikings even came in.
Yes, yeah. And so then the Vikings come to town. You lose two offensive linemen during that stretch. Then the conversation changes. And then it was a big conversation, well, what's the weather going to be like in Seattle? Because it basically... It wasn't a pour down.
None of those were the reasons why they said he wasn't playing.
Exactly. But
they
if you would have just said
general soreness.
Thank you. We will make a decision before the game on whether or not he's going to play, and you kept everybody in the dark like you've kept everybody in the dark over the last 4 years, then it would not have been a big deal. But because he's listed as general soreness, then everybody's going to freak out, which he had. Yeah. They made sure to let everybody know on Thursday he had his full workload. He got his full workload in on Thursday.
We just didn't
in practice,
talk about it after that.
But there were no fans. Well, I didn't have a chance to talk
plane.
About
it. Yeah. Had to get on a plane and fly away. Yeah,
but there were no fans to see it after that, so it really didn't even matter.
The general soreness thing, it's funny. Like, I wake up, since he's made that comment, I've woken up like each day thinking something different about it. Like, the first day I was like, oh, it's not a big deal, whatever, because Stefanski said it wasn't a big deal. And I'm going to be honest, like, at first I just kind of felt like, Ken, it was a convenient excuse. Because
that's the most inconvenient excuse you could ever have.
Because Kevin Stefanski doesn't want to come out and be like, well, our offensive line sucks right now, so we don't want to put him out there. So I kind of thought like, oh, they're just going to use this as the reason he doesn't play. But then I think back to last year when he was day-to-day for like 4 weeks with the shoulder issue at the beginning of the season. They don't give you transparency on anything injury-related. So now you're kind of like, I don't know if you have to hit the panic button, but it's like, we might have to revisit this.
It's not a convenient excuse. They made it even more inconvenient by giving
worse,
that.
Yeah.
Because when you say soreness on a guy who has a shoulder injury that everything is riding on, the feeling of the team is either a repeat of an 11-6 season or sub .500 based on the quarterback. So when you tell people that it's general soreness, well, what does that really mean when the entire time, as Anthony had highlighted, it's ahead of schedule? So that's why I go back to last Monday and say, or 2 Mondays ago, and say you never should have said that he was going to be playing against the Seattle Seahawks. You should have just left this in the dark, and that was it. And then you could always say, well, we decided the way that he had played in the preseason, or excuse me, in the practices, was enough. We didn't want to put him out there because the Jets didn't put Aaron Rodgers out there. I think there were a couple other quarterbacks that didn't play in that preseason game. And they didn't. And there was a, well, he hasn't played since week one of last year. Well, of course he hasn't played since week one of last year, talking about Aaron Rodgers. But it was a more buried thing than what we had done over the previous 2 weeks. And Andrew Berry can say whatever he wants, but because you made that declaration, it doesn't matter as much. Because you've already told me before. Like somebody had highlighted on social media, RJ on social media, Twitter reactions brought to you by Chabon Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It felt a lot like what had led up to the game against Baltimore in week 4, where no one really knew.
Yeah, I saw people saying that.
And they were going to let everything decide, and then Deshaun eventually decided because of the shoulder that he wasn't going to play, and then Dorian Thompson-Robinson, which I could not believe it. I thought they'd be much more prepared for it, and that Dorian was going to either play or Deshaun was going to play, and that was always their decision. It was not that way, and clearly it led to a bad day at the office for everybody involved.
You know, it's kind of
DTR.
What's kind of interesting, you bring up the Aaron Rodgers comparison.
I do.
Somebody yesterday when I was hosting brought up or threw out that he... And I didn't verify this, but he mentioned that he was pretty sure the only two quarterbacks that didn't play the entire preseason were Deshaun Watson and Aaron Rodgers, which is interesting because you can make a case like those are the two players with like the most pressure on them across the NFL going into the season.
Yep.
And those are the two guys that didn't play in the preseason.
And their teams gave up the most, but their teams gave up the most for them. And you would say, I'm not going to put them out there in a preseason game that technically doesn't matter.
The teams that have those two guys have the most to lose by having them because they just saw him get hurt last year. And they're sort of, they're probably living in their fears a little bit that way. Which, and I get that makes sense for a coaching staff that, you know, they're like New York's coaching staff, they're trying to save their jobs. I think Kevin Stefanski's probably safe unless something really terrible happens. And that's probably part
that's
of
the NFL.
Yeah. But that's also part of the reason why I don't think you put him out there in the preseason, because nobody's questioning Kevin Stefanski right now as a head coach and the leader of this team and the culture and all that. But the second you put him out there in an exhibition game and he gets hurt, that's when people are like, so, well, what a dumb decision.
What do you expect out of Deshaun Watson?
I just, so I've kind of, in the, over the last couple of weeks, and it's also funny, we played the Andrew Berry comments and he brings up the joint practices, mm-hmm. and he's using that as a point of confidence for why they feel good about Deshaun. What's funny about that, Ken, and I don't know, were you out there for those 2 days or one of those days?
Yeah.
They didn't look that great during those 2 days against the Vikings, and Deshaun didn't look that great. Now, some of that was the offensive line.
Defense looked great, though.
Defense did look great.
Defense looked like the
offensive
cat's
line
ass,
struggled.
Boy.
He struggled. Some of his struggles were because of the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny that like that's the thing that they find confidence in him. But I'm gonna be honest, just being out there at camp every day, following this team, I kind of the last couple weeks have just kind of reverted to this idea that they're gonna probably get off to a slow start like they did last year. Like Deshaun will probably need a couple games. And I think that's also just kind of life in the NFL right now. Defenses tend to be ahead of offenses. I think because teams aren't showing you much in the preseason, they don't want to risk players getting hurt. The Browns really leaned into that idea. I think these first 3-4 weeks of the season always kind of become like a test run of how things are gonna work. And I think that's twofold, Ken. When you talk about a team that has a new offensive line coach, a new offensive coordinator, and a new offense that has elements from that new offensive coordinator that you're all kind of blending together, it's going to take some time for everything to kind of get in sync and get on the same page. So I kind of feel like it's going to be a little bit of a slow start for Deshaun and the offense as a whole.
216-474-0092. Sal in Cleveland. Sal, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great Hi. Show. Hi. Glad to hear you this morning, Ken. Listen, I wanted him to play, even if he just went in there and handed the ball off 3 or 4 times. You're a football coach, Ken. You coach Axel's team. You think?
Wait, no, same deal. No,
Sal, I gotta laugh at myself.
Absolutely right, Sal. This is the same deal. Keep going.
Right. So you coach that team, and you're gonna just not have Axel play the preseason and.
Sal got cut off. Sal, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sure,
I'm here.
It's going to be
Sal,
great.
I mean, yeah. I know you got it.
Yeah,
you're
going to make a catch in the preseason.
You're telling me you're making a joke, right? Yeah, thank you very much. 216-474-0092. Like, there's no way.
Sal was going to give us something.
I was going to say, though, Ken, you strike me as the kind of parent that's like, nope, if there's a preseason game, your son's playing in it. You don't care.
Yeah, he needs all the season he can get because he's in fourth grade.
Okay.
That's what fourth grade is. By the way, they won on Saturday. More coming up on Lima Likes.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.